Okay, so are you ready for this? Today we're diving into something a little different.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, well, strap in because we are heading straight to Hastings, Minnesota, population 22,000, give or
East
take.
small town USA.
You got it.
Love it.
Yeah, and specifically we're peering into a local Facebook group. The date is February 1st, 2025.
Oh, recent.
Yes, very recent. And well, let's just say relationships are messy, right? And sometimes they get really messy.
Oh, I know it. Oh, yeah.
Well, this one, it spills out into the digital sphere,
Okay.
and the whole community gets involved. It's kind of fascinating in a can't look away from a train wreck sort of way.
Well, and it's that small town dynamic, right? Everybody knows everybody, or at least it feels that way.
Exactly. So let's set the stage here. An anonymous woman posts in this group, and she's clearly at her wit's end. She goes on to describe her partner, let's just say, not in the most flattering terms, cheater, liar, man-child. Yeah, it gets pretty intense. But here's the kicker. She ends this post with a plea to the group. She asks, quite plainly, if anyone wants to take him away.
Take him away. Wow, that's a pretty loaded statement.
Yeah, right. And it really got me thinking, like, what does that even mean? Is she serious? Is she desperate? Is it just a cry for help?
I mean, it definitely suggests some level of desperation. Like she's reached the end of her rope and she's looking for any way out.
Yeah, anyway,
And the fact that she's turning to a Facebook group of all places, it speaks volumes, you know. It's like this very public forum has become a place to air your dirty laundry, so to speak.
yeah, it's like the modern day equivalent of venting to your hairdresser or something.
Yeah, exactly. Except now your whole town, potentially even the world, can chime in with their two cents.
Right. So let's talk about those 2 cents. I mean, the responses to this post, they run the gamut. Some people are, very practical, do the legal thing, talk to a lawyer, protect yourself, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, the voice of reason.
Exactly. But then you've got these other responses, a little more colorful, let's say.
Let's hear it.
Well, you've got people offering to, take him off her hands, but for a price. And then there are the pranksters suggesting to sign him up for a radio dating show or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, but
Well, is it though? I mean, it's that line, right? Between trying to lighten the mood and maybe making light of a really serious situation.
yeah, that's a really good point. And then it gets even darker. You
Okay.
see comments about shovels and lie, which I don't even know what to make of that.
Yeah, that's getting into some dangerous territory. And it's scary because it's hard to tell online, you know, what's a genuine threat.
Right. I mean, are these just like internet tough guys
Can you take
or
one more?
yeah, something more? Exactly. And it made me think about, one commenter compared this whole situation to a Dateline episode, which is, yeah, right. It's like, are we all just spectators to this drama? Is it just entertainment?
It's a really interesting question. It's like with true crime being so popular, are we desensitized to these kinds of stories? Do we see them as less real because they're happening online or on TV?
Yeah, it's almost like we forget that there are real people with real feelings involved.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a little bit disturbing when you think about
It
it.
is disturbing. And speaking of the people involved, something else I noticed, a lot of these comments, the most vocal ones, they come from these top contributors in the group.
Oh, interesting. So even in the digital world, we have social hierarchies.
Right. It's like high school all over again, even on Facebook.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how those dynamics play out no matter the platform?
It's like human nature, I guess. But
Yeah.
it's not all doom and gloom, right? I mean, some people
Yeah.
are offering genuine support to this woman, telling her to take care of herself, offering resources, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's heartwarming to see that even amidst all the chaos and the questionable advice,
Yeah.
there's still empathy and compassion.
Yeah. It's like a little glimmer of hope in the dumpster fire of the internet.
Well said, well said.
So I guess if we're trying to wrap this up, this little deep dive into small town Facebook drama,
Yeah.
what have we learned? I mean, it seems like we've uncovered a lot about the blurred lines between the digital world and real life and the power of online communities, for better or for worse.
Absolutely. And maybe the takeaway here is the next time you see a post like this, you know, someone reaching out for help, maybe think twice before you hit that comment button.
That's good advice. I mean, would you offer advice? Would you try to be funny? or would you just, scroll on by?
It's a tough question, and I think it's one we all have to answer for ourselves.
Well, on that note, we'll leave you with that question, and thanks for joining us on this this rather unusual deep dive.
It's been a fascinating one for sure. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Take care.
You too.